Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manarino. This is a special report. It is Saturday, October 7th, 2023. Listen to this. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, declared that the country is at war on Saturday after militants in Gaza fired a deadly barrage of rockets and sent gunmen into Israeli territory. In response, the Israeli Defense Forces said it had launched strikes against a number of Hamas targets in Gaza and said that it had issued a call-up for thousands of reservists. Okay, people, look. You and I have been talking about the escalation of war, the propagation of war, and that we were going to see a lot more of this moving forward. Nothing is what it seems to be ever, but let's decipher what's going on here. Let's look at the stock market yesterday. Did you see the action in the stock market yesterday? I did not do a pre-market report or a post-market report yesterday. I couldn't do it. I had, unfortunately, other things that had kept me busy, but the stock market action yesterday really needs to be put into perspective, and it plays right into what we're seeing here. Early on, the stock market was cratering as the 10-year yield was selling off rapidly, risk in the market was rising, the MMRI was skyrocketing, and then for some freaky reason, this all reversed. 10-year yield started coming down, cash started pouring into the stock market. The dollar weakened, and this thing just, by some chance, really happened to turn around like that. Let's back up a moment. What has been going on here for quite a while? We have watched a sell-off in the global debt market rattle stock markets around the world, and this has been quite an event to witness, to see how this has played out. Now, this declaration of war by Israel is going to, I mean, this is pretty much a no-brainer, force cash into safety, meaning we should see global bond markets start to see an inflow of capital pushing yields down. That, my friends, is stock market positive for the world. The other thing you're going to see here, crude oil. Crude oil, the lifeblood of the system. Do you think this is going to be negative for crude? Absolutely not. This is going to be massively positive for crude oil. And we have seen crude oil take quite a hit as of late. What did I tell you? I said this won't last. What you're witnessing is the military industrial complex. And this was obviously known by quite a few people. That rally yesterday in the stock market, do you think this was the average guy or the average girl piling into stocks, causing a triple digit loss in the Dow to turn into a triple digit gain? No, these institutions had prior knowledge that this was going to happen. So they piled into the stock market, understanding that this kind of a situation here will cause bond yields to drop and crude oil to get propped up, both of which are massively stock market positive. This is going to fly over the head of 99% of the people out here. But obviously, a lot of these institutions knew this was going to happen, and they got into the market, and they bought here prior to it happening. Could it possibly backfire? It possibly could here. But the knee-jerk reaction to something like this, first of all, this is historic. A declaration of war. We don't even hear these things anymore. This is just these, what do they call them now? Kinetic exercises. There's no declaration of war, but here, we have a declaration of war. And again, no, is this a surprise to you at all? You and I knew we were going to see war expand. Do you think, for example, that, first of all, think of the amount of cash that is going to be poured into this now. You think this is going to end overnight? More than likely, no. I think this is going to drag on and probably expand even more. The amount of cash that it's going to take to fund this war, Okay, this declared war. And of course, as an ally of Israel here, you can only imagine the weaponry and cash that we, the United States, is going to send over there and everywhere around the world again. Where do we get this cash from? Where does it come from? Do we have a war chest to fund the Ukraine-Russia war? And now this war? How about no? We don't have it. The cash has to be created out of nothing and is coming right from the Federal Reserve. So if you follow the money, always, you can see that all wars are banker wars. Central banks are the number one terrorist organizations in the world. And this, what you're witnessing now, again, this is not the Bidens or the Trumps or the anybody else's. That's all the nonsense at the surface that you're supposed to pay attention to. This is power. Underneath, what's lurking under it all here. I mean, it's just too obvious to me. Again, think about the stock market. Some people out here, the institutions knew this was going to happen. This was not the average guy, the average girl pouring cash into stocks yesterday. This obviously was the Federal Reserve as well. Some entities knew that this was going to occur because, again, what's the most likely effect from this? Suppressed yields. Bonds are going to drop. That's more than likely what's going to happen here come Monday, unless something dramatic happens, and I guess we're going to see. But that's what the market was thinking prior to this declaration of a war, before these militants fired rockets into Israel, knowing that they were going to get hit back. Oh, really? Yeah. Remember what I've been telling you forever. Nothing is what it seems to be. Nothing is what it seems to be. If you take any of this stuff at face value, that's what they want you to do. Question everything here. What do they need to do? What does Gerald Celente tell us? When all else fails, they bring us to war. War. I'm going to let you in on another secret in case you don't know. War is positive for the stock market. Again, the illusion of the market is going to be kept real. I've been telling you this for the longest freaking time. Most of the freaks out there, I'm talking about the general population. Look, people have no idea who they are, what they're doing, or why they're doing it. They walk through time and space not knowing anything. Honestly, they think they do because they've been put in this box and that box, the red box, the blue box, the uniparty, okay? No. People that are locked into that are the most lost of them all. They're unable to see what's directly in front of their face. That's a fact. This is clearly the military-industrial complex. We have been warned about this. Why did... You know what? I could go on and on about this. You know the real reason why Kennedy was taken out? He was trying to take down the military-industrial complex. You don't believe me? Look it up for yourself. Oh man, I tell you, people, this is just so typical what we're seeing right now. So I want you to keep your eyes on a couple of things here. Number one, bond yields. Bond yields. Look for a flight to safety here. Look for cash to make its way into the so-called perceived safety of debt. What that will do is push bond yields lower. Crude oil. Watch what happens here. It's astonishing to me when I sit back and I see something like this, and you and I foretold this was going to happen. We didn't exactly pick out it would be militants attacking Israel and there would be a declaration of war, but we knew they were going to propagate war. They were going to propagate war. They were going to find a reason, an excuse for everything freaking else. And again, here, the effect seems pretty obvious to me, and obviously those that knew this was going to happen prior to it happening, and I'm talking about the institutions here who got in here and bought up the stock market like crazy yesterday, they were made aware of the situation before it happened, so they bought stocks understanding this was going to happen. You're going to see rates fall and crude oil get propped up. That's power. This is real power getting wielded right before our eyes. Anyway, I want to get this video out. Let's see what happens. Let's see where this goes, people. And I can tell you this, too. You think we're done? Do you really think this is over right now? The expansion of war, the propagation of war, this mechanism generates more cash for the corporations, for the military-industrial complex than any other endeavor on this earth. They will spill our blood and guts from one end of this earth to the other to keep the system propped up. Are you shocked or surprised, any of you that followed this blog? No, because you knew this was going to happen. All right. I'll see all of you tomorrow for my markets, a look ahead. I will be doing that. We will see how this develops over the rest of the day, all right? Raise your awareness. Think. That's all I want you to do is think. See you tomorrow.